Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team today. Don't forget, coming up in just about 20 minutes, it's EB's entertainment page. But right now we're joined on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline by Austin Gale. He's the Associate Director of Content at Pro Football Focus. Good morning, Austin. How are you?
Doing great, man. How about yourself?
We're doing well. Thank you for joining us. Before we get to your article on Terry McLaurin, I want your snap decision judgment. What was the best Skins draft pick in 2020 outside of Chase Young, according to Austin Gale?
Oh, man, that's tough. I got to be honest, I did not love a lot of the rest of their draft. Honestly, I really like the Chase Young pick, though. I think this roster is more than just one single defensive player away. I think they're definitely in contention for that number one overall pick in 2020. But, I mean, here's the thing. I loved Antonio Gibson. I just don't love where they took him. I think it was a bit early for a running back slot receiver hybrid, but the player is awesome. Like, what he can do is very similar to what the Cowboys want, probably Tony Pollard, to do, another former Memphis running back. I think that's the type of skill set he has, and that skill set has a ton of value. It forces defenses to get creative with how they defend you, and you bring him on the football field, and good things happen.
Here's the thing. So it sounds like you're lockstep with, ESPN, who has the Redskins in their power rankings, 31 out of 32. Now, I'll preface this by saying, Austin, I'm a diehard, but I'm perfectly capable of criticizing the team. We've been dreadful for 20 years. That's obvious. We were bad last year. Some of the worst football I've ever seen. But I just don't think this team is a three-win team next year, which is kind of where you are. And I guess you're thinking they're in the running for the first overall pick. I don't know how that could be when we've completely upgraded our coaching staff. Our D coordinator is light years better than our last guy. We just drafted the best player in the draft, and we've got a young quarterback who people want to jump ship on who's played five games. I mean, it's crazy.
No, and I'm with you. I mean, I think it's harsh to say that Dwayne Haskins won't develop and take a step forward in 2020. The problem is this roster is so bad that I think he has to take a significant step forward, because Terry McLaurin, easily their best receiver, but there's not a lot of help outside of that. I don't have a ton of faith in Kelvin Harmon and Trey Quinn being still dominating or basking.
Forget about him. He stinks.
Quinn, yeah.
Yes, Quinn and looking at the defense, I think there's concerns in the secondary. Fabian Moreau, Jimmy Moreland, Kendall Fuller. Like, I don't know how much they can hold up in coverage. The pass rush will help. Chase Young will be great out of the gate. He's the favorite to win Defensive Rookie of the Year for good reasons. He could have 10 sacks. 10 very good sacks in 2020. I just think the problem is I don't know how good that offense is going to be. Dwayne Haskins has to be so much better in 2020 for them to get 4, 5, 6, six wins next year. And Terry McLaurin, who last year was a third-round pick, no one really assigned a ton of heavy coverage to until late in the year, is going to be the number one guy on this team for defenses to stop. And that's going to make things difficult for him. Obviously, I wrote an article recently where I feel really, really good about him in year two, but still, it's going to be that much harder for this offense to score points. Dwayne Haskins, so much is on his shoulders.
We'll get back into McLaurin in a bit, but you touched on the secondary. Do you think the Redskins might be a landing spot for a guy like Logan Ryan, who we know is having some contract issues with Tennessee? Sounds like he wants to be like a $10 million a year plus type of corner. Could he land with the Redskins and help improve that secondary?
Yes, I think so. But I also think from what I've heard and what I've seen is that they really do like the seventh round pick in 2019, Jimmy Moreland, to play slot. And Logan Ryan is best used in the slot. He was a top five slot corner last year, according to PFF grades. Like, that's how good Logan Ryan is. It all depends on, do we want to develop Jimmy Moreland, you know, further? Do we want to continue to build up this young team because we think we have something in him? Or do we feel like Logan Ryan is the upgrade we need to be competitive and chase something special in 2020? It's a lot of that self-evaluation. Like, do you think it's better to try and groom someone to be great, or do you think it's better to kind of have this short-term fix in Logan Ryan to help move the needle in 2020? I think it's an interesting discussion, but I don't know. I love Jimmy Moreland, man. I mean, he's a feisty corner, a guy that is super fun to watch, can tackle from the slot, which is so important. And Logan Ryan's great, too. It's just they're putting a bind there, trying to develop a young player or bring in a veteran to help them now.
Where do you stand on Montez Sweat in year two? Chase Young should help bring, you know, a lot of added attention from opposing offenses. Do you think Sweat really flourishes with Young as an addition on that defensive line?
He better. I mean, I think he's going to be in a situation, Ryan Kerrigan and Chase Young, where he should have a ton of one-on-one opportunities. The biggest concern with Sweat coming out of Mississippi State was, yes, he had all this athleticism, but rarely beat top-flight competition and really struggled to have a counter outside of his feet up the field. And I think he needs to get better from a pass rush perspective. He needs to be more polished, more matured at edge defender to rush the passer effectively, but he's in a very good situation now. Chase Young will demand a majority of the attention. He should see more one-on-one pass rush opportunities than any edge defender on this team next year. And with that, I think he needs to step up. He'll have every opportunity to do so.
The defensive line has now five first-round picks, if you include Chase Young. So you got Sweat, you got Payne, you got Allen, you got Kerrigan Young. I think the defense, I know there's some new parts, but I think adding Del Rio as the DC, you know, Sean Davis, Kendall Fuller, Collins coming back again. You know, they added Ronald Darby. I know he wasn't great last year, but if he's healthy, he's got speed. I think the defense can improve dramatically. The offense, I'm with you, a lot of question marks. But I think defensively, they should be solid.
Yeah, I mean, the front four on paper is up there with the best in football. I mean, Kerrigan, Chase Young, I mean, Deron Payne, Jonathan Allen, Montez Sweat, those guys are, like you said, first-round caliber players and have played well in bursts. Like Jonathan Allen, PFF was super high on him coming out of Alabama a few years ago. And then for depth, you have Matt Ioannidis, who's graded really well for PFF as a pass rusher in burst. And also Tim Settle, a guy that can come in and play the nose, demands two gaps, and really play the run well. Like, this is a very deep, talented – and I didn't even mention Trayvon Hester, a guy that's also, when not injured, played well as a pass rusher. That's another good addition for this Redskins team. I really do think their defensive line is great. It's the back end that scares me. You need Reuben Foster to, you know, play well and stay on the football field, because I think he could be a huge help to this off-ball linebacking crew. And then on the back end, the secondary, yes, you have Landon Collins, but he's more known as a run defender and a box player than a deep safety. I think you need to defend the pass in coverage. Coverage matters. Have the quarterback hold the football longer so your pass rush can hit home. Can this Washington Redskins team, without Quentin Dunbar, who graded really well last year, a top five corner according to PFF grades this past year, without Quentin Dunbar, can this coverage unit get better? Because it needs to if this defense is really going to rally behind a very good defensive line.
Now, I think that this team, I don't think they're going to be great, believe me, but I don't think that they'll be 2-14 or 3-13. I don't think they'll have the number one pick. But if you're right and they are the worst team in the league and they have the number one pick, that means Chase or Dwayne Haskins had a bad year. So in your opinion, if that happens, will Rivera move on from Haskins and draft Lawrence or Fields?
If he doesn't, it would be the most absurd thing I've ever seen. Because Trevor Lawrence is easily the best quarterback prospect we've seen since Andrew Luck, and even up there with Joe Burrow, just knowing how good he was. Like, Trevor Lawrence has been doing this for a long time, graded at a high level as a true freshman in the ACC, also graded well this past year as a true sophomore. Like, Trevor Lawrence is the real deal, and Justin Fields is up there. I think they can go 1-2 in the 2021 NFL draft. If you're drafting number one overall, and in a similar spot that the Arizona Cardinals were with Josh Rosen, even though they were 1 year removed, not 2 years removed from drafting him, you have to pull the trigger on making an upgraded quarterback position. It means Dwayne Haskins is not developing. It means all these things. Because the longer you buy into this sunk cost and try and build around a quarterback that's not developing, the harder it gets, because then you have to add him on another contract. Then it makes it that much more difficult to build around him. You really have to stretch and maximize rookie deals at the quarterback position. And if Dwayne Haskins hasn't figured it out to the tune of a number one overall pick in 2020, his rookie contract, he's not going to get up to that by the end of his rookie contract, and therefore putting yourself in a situation to really struggle to build up this roster. I think if they're drafting number one overall, it's Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields or bust.
We're joined by Austin Gale from Pro Football Focus at PFF underscore Austin Gale. That's spelled G-A-Y-L-E. Now, if Haskins is going to succeed, he needs to get the ball to Terry McLaurin a ton. And you put up an article on May 4th on Pro Football Focus about how the bar isn't high enough for Terry McLaurin's sophomore season in the NFL. He was a steal for the Redskins last year in the draft, and expectations are super high for him in 2020.
Absolutely. I mean, the biggest thing with Terry McLaurin, because it was a very good rookie receiver class this past year, A.J. Brown, Deebo Samuel, D.K. Metcalf, obviously Terry McLaurin, but of them all, I think Terry McLaurin is set up to have the most success of this group. Deebo Samuel and A.J. Brown ranked first and second in yards after the catch per reception, something that has a ton of value in today's NFL and is very stable year over year. But separators that can win downfield on a high average depth of target are where the NFL is right now. The Michael Thomases, Julio Joneses of the world averaged fewer yards after the catch than Terry McLaurin this past year. But they dominate at their position because they win routes downfield at the intermediate and deep levels of the football field. Terry McLaurin, with his speed, with his route running ability, creates separation better, in my opinion, than the Deebo Samuels, A.J. Browns, and DK Metcalfs of the world. He is that receiver you want pushing the ball downfield and being that kind of volume pass catcher, demanding targets. You talk about earning targets at PFF a lot, and like because yards per out round is such a predictive metric, earning targets also falls in line with that. And I think Terry McLaurin is the type of receiver that earns targets at the next level. I expect him and Dwayne Haskins, his former college teammate, which doesn't get talked about enough. I think this year two, them playing together again, is going to lead to a very productive season. McLaurin, you could see 110, 120 plus targets for this guy in 2020 and him having a ton of success on them.
And Austin, also in the article, you mentioned the fact that he did some of his best work against top flight corners, guys like Stephon Gilmore, Slay, Byron Jones. So it's not like he was beating up on stiffs. He was taking on the best and beating some of the best.
I mean, so very early on, Terry McLaurin was demanding the number one corner. Like, Darius Slay was shadowing him, you know, halfway or a little over halfway through the season. I talked to him right after that matchup, and he said, Darius Slay shadows every team's best receiver, so I knew he was coming on me. And he had, right, he said he watched every single rep of Darius Slay in the games prior, found his belt, find what he needed to do to beat him in certain routes, beat him in certain press coverages, and did a fantastic job against the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Like, Darius Slay found the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, and Terry McLaurin took him to school. Darius Slay also commented on that post I did with him in that interview with Terry McLaurin, saying that he beat me a handful of times. And if you turn on the All-22 against Stephon Gilmore, you don't see him get beat a lot. Terry McLaurin beat him two or three times on a handful of fantastic routes against press coverage. Like, seeing that, being a receiver win in one-on-one coverage with his separation ability is rare. And to do it as a rookie for a Washington Redskins team that really did struggle in 2019, it was just so impressive. I really came away impressed rewatching his tape and specifically looking at his numbers and what's predictive year over year.
Austin, who is the Terry McLaurin clone coming out of the 2020 draft? Because we know this is a super, super deep draft for wide receivers. The class just came out.
Man, I want to say Jalen Reagor. So I know Jalen Reagor went in the first round, but he was not talked about as a first rounder for a long time. Didn't have great production in 2019. Only three college football receivers saw a lower percentage of accurate on-target passes than Jalen Reagor did at TCU this past year. He did not have a good quarterback situation. When I talked to him after the season, he said, this was an opportunity for teams to learn about my character, not my ability, because I had such a bad quarterback situation. I think Jalen Reagor, with an accurate quarterback like Carson Wentz, I think it's going to have a ton of success in Philadelphia. You're going to see a receiver that can really break games in the NFL. I think he's going to be a guy that a lot of people are sleeping on. Some Philly fans wanted the Eagles to go after Justin Jefferson, not Jalen Reagor. I don't think they're going to be disappointed in Reagor.
Austin, what are your expectations for Burrow and Cincy, since he does have some weapons to throw to? Obviously, he's going to struggle at times as a rookie, but he's got some weapons.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people have to temper expectations just because that offensive line is bad. Like, would be the worst offensive line he's ever played behind in his collegiate career. Jonah Williams is coming back, the Alabama offensive tackle that Cincinnati drafted in the first round a year ago. But outside of that, you have Bobby Hart, a very bad interior offensive line. And I like their weapons. T. Higgins and A.J. Green, big-bodied receivers, great contested catch guys. And Tyler Boyd finds ways to get open in the spot. But He's going to have to get the ball out quick, something he didn't do a ton at LSU. This offense is going to be a bit different than what Joe Brady had from at LSU. I think it's good. And the abbreviated offseason is not going to be talked about enough with Joe Burrow. I mean, he's not going to have a ton of opportunities due to the COVID-19 pandemic to throw to AJ Green, to throw to T. Higgins and his receivers, to really practice with his teammates. And that's going to be very difficult for rookie quarterbacks, including Joe Burrow. Like, that's going to be very difficult to come in and start week one or week two, whatever he comes in and starts, and really expect high things from him, because it's just going to be that much harder to learn the playbook, you know, really develop that chemistry with his teammates, because I just don't think he's going to have a ton of opportunities to do so this offseason.
That's Austin Gale, the Associate Director of Content at Pro Football Focus. Thanks for joining us, man. We'll have to get you on again.
Thank you, bro.
Of course. Thank you.
Yep, that's at PFF underscore Austin Gale. He gave some good nuggets there.
Yeah, absolutely. Good info.
When we come back, we're going to pivot. Eric Bickle is going to entertain us with the entertainment page, the newly sponsored entertainment page.
By the way, might do another screen share, too. So stay tuned.
All right.
You have
let's
a new screen share?
I might. Yeah,
all right.
Stay tuned.
So the entertainment page and a screen share next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Three-man show this week.
Hey, our boy Paul Rabel was just on the Today Show.
I know. I just tweeted that. What did he say? He had a big announcement.
I missed most of the interview. I caught the very, you know, the last 45 seconds of it.
We're going to have to book him. I think it was time and room.
Was there an announcement on the PLL resuming?
I think he had a PLL announcement.
I think they are resuming because they're very positive about the from what I could tell, they were very positive about the interview. So I think
I got it here. Paul Rabel announces on today's show that they'll be having a 3-week event where players are fully quarantined. Tournament will start late July and will not have fans.
That's awesome.
Okay.
That's awesome.
So they're finding a way to stage it. That's good. That's a good thing.
And they can do that because they're all young guys for the most part. Mm-hmm. And you know, you're not talking about something over like a 6-month period.
So that would be late July. Is that what he said?
Yeah,
late July. Cool.
Yeah, that's all. We got to get him on.
Let's get him back on.
Time and room. I got to get him.
I'm surprised you haven't had him on yet.
Yeah, you're big silly in the lacrosse podcast game, EB. You should do that.
Well, I just didn't want to go right to that well right away. You know what I mean?
But you want to kind of save that.
Well, yeah, and I don't want to burden him. The guy does a million things.
Yeah.
By the way, I want to thank my buddy Matt Carlin, who, of course, owns Circa restaurants around town. And he also owns a Mexican restaurant called Bebe. And last night, he and his lovely wife, Beth, had my wife and I over for dinner as a birthday gift to me, and they had food delivered from Bebe. We had some unbelievable tacos. So, Matt Carlin, thank you very much. Good dude. Great food from there.
Never-ending birthday celebration.
Bebe, by the way,
is going.
It's the longest birthday ever. Bebe is the Mexican restaurant that is connected to Circa down at the Navy Yard. So we always go to Circa, and that's a great spot. But if you want some great Mexican, check out Bebe.
Jason,
yeah.
What is, real quick, before we get into the EP, I am going to do it. Don't worry.
Valdez is hyping up the EP.
I see, you should have seen Valdez's shoulders just slump.
I believe
his
That's
quote, why he has to be on camera.
His quote heading into the break was, there are a lot of good stories on the EP.
EP's really good.
Yeah, I got some
really
good ones.
Hey, we got two segments. We can bleed into the last segment.
You know what we're doing? We're letting it breathe.
I just want to ask one question.
Yeah, it's like a fine wine.
I just have to ask a question. I tweeted it earlier.
Just ask it.
All right. Why is Robert whining again and being all defensive on Twitter? What is going on with Robert?
Valdez should know.
What is going on?
Why would I know?
Because you're a Ravens expert.
I hate these guys that, like, sort of passively, they're so passive-aggressive and defensive. They're like, you know, I'm so tired of being disrespected. And then there's no, you know, what's he talking about? You know, it's just woe is me stuff. What is it?
What did he say?
He said, I'm so tired of being disrespected. And I don't know, it's just random stuff. And it's just like, I don't follow him anymore,
really,
but people send it
you.
To me. No, people send it to me. And then I'm like, all right, I'm intrigued. What the hell's going on?
Valdez needs to do some digging.
I didn't even know who you meant when you said Robert.
Well, there's only one Robert.
He's been off my radar screen forever. I had no idea.
Yeah. All right, so nobody knows.
So RG3's been complaining lately.
He's whining about something, and I just don't know what it is.
I don't know. Maybe he wasn't he involved in some trade rumors?
Is that what it is?
I never
heard that.
Hey, yeah. I think I know what it is. Maybe he was upset he wasn't invited to the Facebook Live we did last night. Maybe he felt left out. Maybe he felt disrespected. Maybe that's it, EB. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
It was a very select group that was invited last night on Facebook Live.
Right. All right. Let's get into the EP. There are a bunch of good stories. I am threatening to screen share again. People like to play that game. Roll the dice.
I've never seen so many bookmarks in my lifetime.
You did.
The screen share, by the way, is entertainment page related, Valdez. It's an accoutrement. It's an add-on. Additive. Yeah, an add-on.
Throw it up.
You got no B-roll. I'm giving you my own B-roll.
It's like getting a steak and adding like a delicious like chimichurri sauce to go along with it. Oh,
this is,
it's so good.
This is why we have to have these dopes on camera, because we have to be able to see the shoulders slumping.
They're so far away. Can we zoom in on them? They look like ants.
Right.
I mean, I know my setup gets goofed on, but theirs is not ideal.
Is that still the laptop or the laptop like Cowboy Todd?
Yeah, it's the laptop.
It's a good setup.
It's
you
not
see
bad.
Both of us.
A little closer would be better. A little closer would be better so we could see your expressions.
All right, let me just get the ladder out and move it closer to us.
Yeah, all right.
It is kind of up there.
Hey, do what you got to do, man.
Mitch, right, move it closer.
I want to lead off with the Carmen Electra story, just because I think that is hilarious. Shocker, everybody was so sort of titillated by Carmen Electra when she was featured just for a brief few moments on The Last Dance that – shocker, guys were so fired up that they searched her on Pornhub 1.7 million times, Cakes.
Oh, that is a lot of searches.
1.7 milli.
Wow.
And, you know, as far as I know, I don't think Carmen Electra's got any, like, home videos or anything like that.
I don't know.
Leaked. I mean, she might have a photo shoot or something she did somewhere when she was younger. But there's a good reason why people are searching for her. How old is she now? Is she 48 years old?
48, yep.
She's 48 years old. I'm going to do the old screen share here.
Smoking hottie.
Let me see.
I'm going to hang out with these two smoking hotties.
These smoking hotties. Here you go. You can see right here. Boom. Can you see that, Cakes?
It's coming up. Yep. There
yes.
it is.
That's why.
All right.
48, and she looks like that, Valdez. I don't know what her secret is.
Is that picture on the right? With the red top? Is that that's a recent photo.
That's a 2020 photo. Yeah, I Googled like 2020 photos you can see over there.
Right.
I personally, if I was her stylist, I don't like the curly hair picks. I think those are finished.
Your stylist.
If I was her stylist,
if
I was her Ralph.
What you'd have her in if you were her stylist.
If I was her Ralph, I would, and about three people get that, but if I was her Ralph.
I get it. It's making me laugh.
I would advocate the straight hair look. I think that looks really good on her, but I don't know. That's just me.
I think that picture right there with the curly hair is great.
Which one? This one right
that
here?
That one right there, yep.
She looks a little Pam Anderson-y there, which, I mean, that's not a bad thing, I guess, but I would also low-key some of this Botox stuff. These girls are going crazy.
Well, of course. You know she's going to have that. She's almost 50.
Right.
I wonder what she looks like sans makeup.
Well, you know, like
poopy?
most of us look without, you know, probably any grooming. Poopy.
Right. Eric, be careful.
But I got nothing here.
You're scrolling through Carmen Electra photos on Google. She's posed for Playboy 1,000 times.
All right. Well, I haven't seen any pictures. Oh, there's Kurt Loder. I did have one other picture I wanted
to see. Yeah, give me something else. I like this. This is more fun than the regular show.
All right, here you go. Here's a picture that I have on my screen that I thought people would be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
This is a photo of the boys. You see that?
Oh, yeah, I'm not in that.
That's a good old school pick right there.
That's a good old school pick.
Yeah. All right, that's Craig Walden right there in the front
that's
in the middle.
Craig, front right.
That's our boy Craig who was killed in a car accident.
This is Bucky. We always talk about Bucky. Bucky is – how old is Bucky now, Cakes?
45. Oh.
Bucky's maybe in his early 40s, maybe 43 or something. I still think of Bucky as this exact age, this exact look.
Yeah. Right.
Nothing's changed.
Right.
Same thing with Ross, although Ross with a beard.
Yeah. That's my brother.
Right.
In so the blue bandana. The other guy in the blue bandana.
Right. So these are the guys that I live with in college and then post college while I was in grad school.
What house is that? Is that
that's
Norwich?
At Norwich, 4703. Lived there 5 years, and I think we took this photo right before we moved out. We kind of wanted to document.
Right, so many roaches in there living with you.
So there's Horsey.
Yep,
Horsey. There's your boy. I'm still wearing my bullet shirt. That's like Tom Gugliotta era.
Who's that flexing again?
That's Tommy.
Tommy.
That's Horsey.
I've told you, we all would go downstairs and do ephedrine and
right. They did all kinds of steroids.
Just lift it all day. There's Pussy.
There's more steroids there than Tony Mandridge's house.
There's Skippy in the background. See,
there's
Skippy.
I don't know Skip anymore, but okay.
Yeah, and
I
there's
mean, lots
Johnny.
Of, lots of shirtless slash sleeveless
by the
guys
way,
in
by
that
By the way,
photo.
Skippy and I turned 50 on the exact same day. He was born on May 4.
Right.
Didn't hear from him.
Nothing.
Nope, zippy.
He's going
now,
dark on you?
Now, for the record, I didn't text him either, but I used to text him in February, and he just went dark on me, so I don't know what his deal is.
You have any more questions, Valdez? No, you've seen this picture before, maybe, right?
I think I have.
Yeah.
Any, you got any other picks?
Looks like you're getting ready to play pickup hoops.
Well, I guarantee you.
Well, there was a court right across the street.
I guarantee you we just finished lifting, and then we went out there and took a photo, and then probably played ball later that night. But
EB,
yeah,
you
that,
look so pale, though.
So, say again?
You look very pale.
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's just the lighting.
Bad lighting.
You can't even tell I'm wearing glasses.
Extends 20
just the
years
sunlight.
Later.
Yeah. Anyway.
You got any other ones?
I mean, I'm sure, but I got to be careful now. Now we could be getting dicey if I start pulling up pictures. I don't know what pictures will come up.
Oh, that's true.
Like, you know, family or something.
Well, you can preview them.
Yeah, all right. Let me get off the screen share. I'll see if I can find any other oldies but goodies.
Love the old
I
picks.
I feel like Kurt Loder is staring into my soul from that picture.
You have a picture of the bookie that Craig Walden was afraid of for 3 years?
No, that was a guy. He, former Terp football player.
Right.
Yeah. He confronted us at the Penn State-Maryland game. We lost. I remember, I'll never forget it, 70-7.
Yep.
We were sitting in the end zone. And Craig was hooting and hollering, and all of a sudden...
Kajana Carter had like 8 touchdowns.
Yeah, Kajana Carter went nuts, and all of a sudden Craig was accosted by a guy, and really none of us could step up and save him.
Let me guess.
There's really nothing we could do.
There were more Penn State fans there than Maryland fans. We're going to go out on a limb.
Well, you know, it might have been 50-50. It was a night game, and we had a lot of Maryland fans back then. You know, it wasn't like it sort of is now.
Well,
the
last night game for the Terps and the Nittany Lions did not go well for the Terps.
Right.
The Penn State came in and
they
boat
typically
raced
don't
them.
Go very well. Let's be honest. I think
it
they've
did not
gone
go well,
well like once in the last 30 years.
Yeah.
Hey, Terps made the final three for
that's
the.
That's what I wanted to bring up. So
Loxley
has
a top 12 recruiting class.
Caleb Williams, the stud quarterback from Gonzaga.
Mm-hmm.
Who my buddy Chris Boscher works with.
Right.
Has narrowed it down to Oklahoma, LSU, and the Terps.
Yeah.
Right. Here's the thing.
I'm guessing.
Hold on. And then, LSU just signed a silly quarterback, too.
Right. So most people are thinking that Oklahoma's got the lead. They love what Lincoln Riley's done, with all those guys. So you can't blame them. But let's say it's a 5% chance. If they pick Locks, that alone is worth the hire. That alone justifies the hire. That's exactly why he's here, to be in the mix for guys like that.
He's in the hunt for national dudes, not just guys that are coveted in the Mid-Atlantic area. He's in the hunt for guys that are coveted by the biggest programs.
If the report that I read is true, he's the number 5 ranked overall player in his class. Forget about quarterback. Overall.
And he just signed a kid out of Quince Orchard within the last few days who was a top kid, too. I think he's a 4-star recruit.
Yeah, I think he was a 4-star defensive tackle.
He locks them in, EB.
Right. All right.
Well, but you're right. You want to certainly keep the best players in the area on the Maryland roster, on that campus. So if he can do that, you're right. Now, they got to do a little bit better than, what did they have, 3 wins, 4 wins? They had 4 wins, I think.
All right, we need more EP.
I do. I have good stuff, too. I have a chick who used to work at Disney.
Okay.
And she tells you whether certain celebs were good people or bad people.
Ah,
and we got some big names here, too.
It's a good tease, EP. Yeah, so we'll do more EP next. You asked, and our pals at Paisanos delivered more half-price pizzas. That's what they delivered. That's right. Paisanos has extended their 50% off all pizza offer through this Thursday. That's May 7th. Any size, any toppings, any amount of pizzas, whatever you want, it's half price, all you squeakers. Go to PaisanosPizza.com or download the Paisanos app and use the promo code 50OFF. That's the number 50OFF. No contact carryout and delivery options are available. Paisanos, not just half price pizza, but something for everyone delivered. For details and to order, visit PaisanosPizza.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to the show. Junksaw 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, where you can see EB in his basement next to one of the, according to ESPN.com, one of the bottom 10 jerseys in NBA history.
That
the
is
Gilbert
true?
Arenas alternate. Yes.
Cakes, here's the thing.
Yes.
I'm going to give you the backstory on the jersey.
Please do.
So the jersey was an item up for auction at the Craig Walden Classic.
Right.
Now, unlike Jason or Horsey or Pastry or these guys that would just keep jerseys or things that weren't bid on appropriately or whatever.
Right.
This one was actually bid and won by my friend Tom Healy.
Ah, good.
But he did it simply to support the charity. He had no interest in it.
Right.
Paid like $1,000 or whatever he paid for it, and then gave it to me. So now I have a jersey that Tom bought that had no interest in, but he wanted to support the charity. So then he gave it to me. I mean, it is a signed Gil.
It
I
is.
Was a huge Gil fan, so I put it up. Wouldn't
By the way,
be
the,
my choice.
The
but...
Wizards have the dishonor of having not one but two entries on ESPN's list.
What's
also,
the other one?
Their 2015-16 red alternate that had the blue and white stripe on the it wasn't a tank top, it was like a short sleeve shirt jersey, a jersey.
What
and
is
then
it, the 2015
2015-16 red alternate. So the Wizards have two entries.
Alternate Wizards jersey. I want to see what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'd screen share it, but I've been scolded not to screen share. So
you've been screen share shamed?
Yeah, everyone's getting all nervous. I can't even see. I can't even
It's all
see
good.
It.
I didn't mean to derail the EP. I know that Valdez is probably having a conniption back right. in the studio.
What was the number one?
It looks like it was the Sacramento Kings. They had like some gold alternates in 2005-2006. They were apparently hideous.
I'm going to check that. Oh, really? Oh, so these are the worst. These aren't the best. These are the worst.
No, these are the worst of the worst, according to ESPN.
Gotcha.
So I'll go you through most of these celebrities. So here's what happened. So there's this TikTok chick. She looks like way too old for TikTok, but whatever.
I think if you're 25, you're too old for TikTok.
Yeah. I mean,
so I don't know how old she is.
I don't know. She looks like a mom to me. Like, okay. She looks older than 25, but whatever. She made a TikTok video, and she's spilling tea on celebs that she met while she worked at Disney. So I'll just go through some of them. There are a couple I don't know. We'll brush past them.
Okay.
But the first one is Will Ferrell.
All
she
right.
Said, would you care to guess, Will Ferrell, good guy or bad guy, when she had her interaction with him, working with him at Disney?
I'm going to say Will Ferrell, good guy.
Jason?
He's so goofy. Yeah, I would say good. I think
Grabby,
he's just too goofy.
Can't believe
he's
that. I think surly.
Can't believe that fake.
I'm Valdez.
Yeah.
Kind of a jerk.
I think I've heard stories.
Oh, okay.
She says, Will Ferrell was the first celebrity I met at my first shift at Disneyland. He is very cool. A very nice man. Wow.
There you go.
I'm a silly judge of character, apparently.
All right, here you go. Jason Derulo. Now, she kind of takes a shot at him. She doesn't say if he's a nice guy or a bad guy. She says he doesn't know the lyrics to Christmas songs, had to write the lyrics down on his hand. She thought it was embarrassing.
So no idea. I don't even know who Jason Derulo is.
Jason Derulo.
Singer, has a python in his pants.
Yeah.
What song? Give me a song.
Who knows?
How would something you know? About
you've
your butt.
Huh?
Some butt song,
yeah,
right?
You've heard it a million times.
Doing the butt.
You guys don't know that. You don't know that I saw him perform live.
Before, why? He must have opened for someone.
No. He guested with. I didn't know he was this big. Tay Tay at Nats Park back in 2015.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No. Jason Derulo had one or two songs that were massive.
I guess he's a big silly. I don't know.
Massive. Yeah.
Wish I could hear him.
So here are a couple people.
Nobody,
you guys never paid attention to Good Luck Charlie, did you?
Of course, watched it all the time.
I have no idea what that is.
Nope.
So, it's a Disney show, right?
Okay, so I never saw it. So there's this lady, she played Amy Duncan, Lee Allen Baker Lurch, and a kid who played Gabe, Bradley Stephen Perry. She says the kid, you care to guess, great guy or bad guy?
I don't even know who you're talking about.
I'm asking Lurch, he watches the show. Okay. Good Luck Charlie.
So who are we talking about?
Gabe Duncan.
Good Luck Charlie, Stu Ann Stabilak.
Oh, that was the little brother, Bradley. Bradley
way
Perry.
Back,
that is a way back.
I'm going to say he's a little punk.
Little punk. She described him as a little a-hole.
Yeah.
Takes good luck paying attention.
Yeah. All right.
By the way,
go.
Bridget Mendler was the star of that show, and she's a smoking haughty.
Haughty.
Yeah.
That's what Charlie Sheen would say. Mark Wahlberg.
She's a 12.
Okay, let's go around the room. Cakes. Good guy. Oops. Bad guy.
Good guy.
Very good dude.
Drabby,
hey, man.
Valdez.
I'm a good guy.
Nice.
Hey, it's Mark Wahlberg. Hey, man. This is Pablo Francisco doing Mark Wahlberg.
Valdez?
I'm going to say good guy.
Yep, a very nice man. She says just as handsome as in photographs. And
you guys see Patriots Day, man? It's underrated, man.
All right, Nick Cage. Now, she doesn't say
he's a nightmare.
A good guy or bad guy. But shocker, she says, he's creepy.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
He looks like he glows in the dark, and he was weird. All right, here you go. Ready?
Yes.
Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon.
Oh, super high maintenance.
All right, what is your guess there? Good people, bad people, or is one good, one bad? Like, what are we thinking?
I'm going to say Mariah, a nightmare, complete nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
And Nick Cannon, cool.
All right.
I'm going to say the same.
All right.
She's a super diva. And
both nightmares.
He probably tries to put out the fire.
Drabby?
Awful people.
All right, here we go. Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon are awful. I had to deal with them separately. She's an absolute diva, and he's an absolute diva, and I hope that no cast member has to deal with these monsters ever again. She
well,
calls them monsters, both of them.
Weren't they so silly? Didn't they, like, shut down the park for at least part of a day, if not an entire day?
Well, I think you
to
usually
have the park
pay for
that. Themselves.
Don't you usually pay for that?
Oh, yeah. I think you have to pay a boatload, obviously.
Let me see.
Unless the corona is shutting down Disney. They're not shutting down unless you're paying them big money.
All right, here you go. Mary J. Blige. What do you think?
Ooh.
Good person, bad person?
I'm going to say good person.
Jason?
Mary
J. Blige.
Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige. I'm
going to
say an awful.
Chick that worked at Disney.
I'm going to say she's the worst.
All right. Valdez?
I don't know if she's good or bad, but I would say she's a diva.
Okay.
I'm going to say bad because she came to Lanham once, and I think nobody was allowed to talk
to her. Oh, yeah, I remember
that. Oh, really?
Well, that's a rock star thing. That's
just
the thing.
It was like, don't look at her. Don't.
Yeah, but dude, we've experienced that a lot.
This is my guess.
That's your guess.
Yeah. My tingle.
Yeah. All right. So much for your tingle. Mary J. Blige, talented, brilliant, amazing. She was the nicest person ever and sings amazing live. Right?
EB, you don't remember who we had to clear the hallways for, and I believe it was MCI Center or Verizon Center for the HFSmas Nutcracker.
The big, tall donk from Smashing Pumpkins.
Correct. You don't remember the name of his side band that was performing
night. It started with a Z or something.
It did, yes.
It was like Zora or what was the
You're
second letter?
W.
Zwolak.
Zwan, yes. Billy Corrigan.
Yeah. No, that guy, Billy Corrigan, was a douche. 100%. I think we had to clear the hallways for James Brown, too. We've had to clear the hallways for a lot. We had to clear
the hallways
for Jay-Z. That's just like a rock star thing. That's actually super annoying.
Yeah, but Jay-Z allowed us to take a photo with him.
Jay-Z was very cool.
No chance Corrigan would allow that.
Jay-Z's people, not cool. Jay-Z, cool. We can tell you that from experience.
Hold on. I'm going to get my picture of Jay-Z. Hold on.
All right. You want to put that? You can screen
yeah,
share.
Yeah, let's see this
screen
relic.
Share.
This is hilarious. I got
picture
the,
share.
I got the Bo Jackson Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, I was wearing the Stevie Francis.
Hey, you cropped out.
You cropped out the junks.
Yeah, Bickle's out of there.
You cropped out EB.
Bickle's Dunsky.
Hold on. What's up, man? You
put that back up. I think I see
a
little bit of EB's cheek in that picture.
Yeah.
No, you see his hand.
Look, right there.
Where's my hand?
On his shoulder.
That's
so funny.
That's
so funny.
Why do you cut me out?
No, actually what happened was I spilled some stuff on this picture, and that side of the picture was awful.
Yeah,
I had to get you
just
out
happened
there.
To spill it on EB's face.
Yeah. Spilled it with scissors.
Good point, Cakes.
I definitely you can see a little bit of your head. But.
He cut out the junks like a bitter ex-girlfriend.
Right. Yeah.
Look at that.
That's the funniest thing I've seen in a year.
I'm going to my Facebook page real quick because I'm just going to – I might screen share my own picture. I'm going to see because I have that picture on my thingy.
Is that you in the Stevie franchise jersey?
Yes. I'm going to see if I cropped out Lurch or not.
Yeah. I'm guessing you didn't.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like a nice human being. Let me see.
I told you why I did it, Richie. Look.
All right.
This is too small. I can't do this one.
I don't know. How do you get to the bottom of all your pictures? I've posted a lot of pictures on this dumb thing. Because I think
you
hoard
so many pictures and websites on your computer. So many.
Yeah. I mean, I love pictures, Cakes. Okay? So who doesn't love?
Okay.
You spent a quarter of your life
bookmarking.
Here you go. Here's my picture. I'm gonna screen share.
Don't have a lot of time, Ricky.
All right, I got time. I can handle it. I know, 20 seconds, whatever. I can handle it. Look at my picture. Can you see my picture, Cakes?
Yeah, I can see it. You're showing the sun's out, guns out. You're flexing.
Yeah.
Well, hey, don't embarrass me.
But I didn't cut out Lurch.
No, you didn't.
Thank you.
I told you why I did it.
Right.
I can't show you this picture, though.
No, don't show any risque pictures. Don't show any NSFW pictures.
Anybody
there,
else cool,
Jason?
Cool or not?
Yeah, you know, we'll continue tomorrow.
We don't have time.
Come back to it tomorrow.
We'll spill over into that tomorrow. All right, we have to run. We're out of here. Grant and Danny coming up next right here on 106.7 The Fan. Later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.